The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Not a bad football game last night. Fairly entertaining. Hopefully, the show will be entertaining today. Let's do it. It's a Tuesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. And judging from some of the stuff I've already seen from you guys, you're in a bad mood. Get over it. Let's have some fun today.
I'll have fun if you'll have fun.
I'm here to have fun.
I was a little late to the party today. Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah, so was I. This is
we had a meeting pre-show, and then I had set up a meeting with my buddy DJ to bring you the beer that my friend DJ is. He's the guy who, I think it was 2 years ago, he was the number one rated. On Beer Advocate, like he was like the king of the world on Beer Advocate. He tried the most beers in the year, which is like it was a ridiculous number. I don't even know what the number is, but it's absurd. But he has access to a lot of beer, and when he heard the story about your house getting broken into, and they got the beer that was you weren't going to be able to get again.
Yeah, because they're not making it right now.
He took it as a challenge to go out and find one. And he has a buddy in Canada who apparently was able to get his hands on one, and he wanted you to have it. So I met up with him and grabbed that beer, and was almost late to the party.
Well, we were both a little late to the party. You weren't the only one, but I appreciate it, DJ, and whatever I can do for you down the road, brother, just ask, because that means a lot. Yeah, today's been kind of a hectic day because been dealing with a lot of sports map stuff and not the fun stuff, invoicing and things like that. And you know how that invoice system works. And so my people have the wrong thing on there. So I have to go in and figure out how to change it. And so I was dealing with that. And then we had the meeting with Lions, which I'm very excited that Lions Poker's coming back on. I was extremely excited to find out today that they have a noon tournament that only lasts about an hour and a half. It's like a sit and go.
Nice.
So yeah. guess what I'm doing tomorrow? I'm unplugging for however long it takes to go play some poker over at Lions. But we'll be talking about them a lot. So, yeah, it was fun meeting with Najib and getting them back on board. And then I got here, and I'm trying to deal with all the invoice stuff. And, like, one person after another comes into my office and wants to talk about something. And I don't want to be mean. I'm turning over a new leaf today. I'm not going to be mean to anybody.
That's good of you.
And then I'm rushed, and I'm like, oh, because, the 10 minutes before the show, I don't like to talk to anybody. Right. I like to be ready for the show. But I'm not going to be mean to anybody. So, and then, of course, I have to run and pee for the 26th time today because all the damn water I'm drinking. And so, yeah, I got in here about 4:01. So, John had to put some promos in there. So, my apologies to the people.
John, you're the hero. You're the real MVP.
Yeah, he bailed us out here. But, yeah. So, man, I was, I'm getting all kinds of hatred today from people.
Deserved.
Well, probably. I don't know. But I've kind of decided, I guess because I've actually fought back a couple times in the last few days.
People don't like that.
People think they can get under my skin and I'll fight back at them. And so, new policy, I'm just going to, if you're trying to do that, I'm just going to block you.
Okay.
If you're a friend of mine, I'll ignore it. But I'm not going to get caught up in it. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to get into 5 Twitter messages with a guy who doesn't like the fact that we called something the first annual. You know, I don't have time for that. I got a job to do. And I'm not going to respond to guys who are like, how is this guy even employed? Well,
we don't know the answer to that.
Nobody knows the answer to that. Why even ask that? That's so dumb. Nobody knows why I'm employed. Yeah,
we have no idea.
We were actually fired 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We just kind of show up and do the show.
Yeah. They just keep letting us do it. But yeah,
suckers.
To be fair, I don't mind. Like, I got a really nice email from a guy. Well, and he was ripping me, but it was a nice email. He just said I was too hard on the Texans defense by calling them completely useless. That might be fair. I might have gone too far. But the problem is, and I thought about changing the headline, but the problem with this ridiculously stupid system that we're supposed to be off of any day, if I change the headline, it changes the URL.
Yeah.
So like any old link to that disappears.
You know what, man? Oh, that's what you thought. Own it.
At the time, yeah, I thought they were completely useless. And after the game, sometimes I am. And it was a fair criticism, and I don't mind that. And I don't mind responding to that. But just, you're dumb. You're a loser. give me some insight, man. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I may just go non-text line today, just because I know how most of the... Like I said, 90% of the texters out there are really good, but 10% of them are just going to bitch about everything I just talked about. And I don't think I want to deal with that today either.
Okay.
So I don't think we're doing text.
You want the show to just be me and you today?
I think so. Well, we'll have some guests. We'll have Jerome at 5:30.
Yeah, okay.
50-50 on Jerome.
Yeah.
Our buddy Koo's supposed to stop by at 6:15, talk about his new show. But the rest of the show, I think it should just be us. I got giveaways. I got
So speeders. You're saying only black guys on the show today?
And us.
Us and black guys.
And Asians. Yeah. It's a diverse show.
So if you're not black or Asian, don't bother trying to interact with the show today.
Well, I think you can tweet at us. I'm okay with
you're
that.
You're going to accept that.
Yeah, I'll take tweeting.
Okay.
I really have, but I have no interest in dealing with, I've been dealing with clowns all day. I have no interest in doing it now. So, yeah. Believe me, I'm in a much better mood than I was. Once I finally at one point just said, you know what, I'm not dealing with these clowns anymore. I'm going to the gym. And I'm just going to take out my anger on some weights. And then once we got over and found out they have a noon tournament at Lions, I'm suddenly in a very good mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, interesting game last night.
Sure was. It went over. That's the important thing is that it went over. But Steelers, just when you think they're dead, they're not. And just when you think Ryan Fitzpatrick is the best quarterback in the league, he's got warts.
I'll give him credit from bouncing back from that first half.
No doubt.
He was terrible. But I got to give Big Ben credit, too. Nothing better than a tight end trucking a tiny defensive back and then taking it 75 yards to the house. That was pretty cool. But the Steelers, I thought, looked pretty good on offense and made some plays on defense when they needed to. And credit to the Bucs for coming back. Man.
Made it a game.
They didn't quit.
Did not quit. Yeah, a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
Kind of a sloppy game, but it was at least entertaining. And I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that on these national games when there's no other game on. Just be entertaining. Jets-Browns last week on Thursday, entertaining.
Yeah, it wound up being entertaining. Not a great game to watch,
right.
But entertaining.
I didn't like watch it and go, man, this is just beautiful football. But it was close. It was competitive. It's entertaining. Last night, entertaining. I'll take those kind of games. And I hope we get them on every national game going forward. I promise you we won't.
No, we never do. But at least and I was flipping back and forth between that game and the Astros, who were now two away from clinching the division, which considering that
I feel like it's done.
Yeah, with Baltimore on the weekend, no matter what happened. I thought Toronto would be a slightly tougher out than everybody was saying, just because they've been playing decent baseball lately. But
the Astros are playing better baseball.
Yeah, the Astros are playing better baseball, even though they're not quite 100% right now. They don't really need to be. But I think they'll have the division locked up by probably before Friday. And then you just set up your rotation and sit back and watch.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. You know, we should have a pretty good game on Thursday night in theory.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. See, I like the Rams to win. But the line is, I think, maybe getting a little overblown because of the Vikings loss, which is, don't get me wrong, a really horrendous loss. But there may be value on the Vikings by the time kickoff comes around.
Yeah, I think there would be.
I mean,
oh yeah, I agree.
Before the Bills, before they lost to the Bills, would this have been a 7-point spread? There's no way.
No, I think before the Bills loss, it's probably 2.
Well, it's at the Rams,
so 3.
So maybe 3, maybe 4 most.
Yeah, but right now it's 6.5, but it's holding at 6.5, so we'll see. But if that number gets outside of 7, yeah, I'll pounce all over the Vikings. I did a bunch of research. We can do it in the 6 o'clock hour for some of the games. For an early look, I have to say this is the first week where I've looked at it and nothing like jumped at me and said, okay, this is a line I'm going to follow all week.
Yeah.
This is the first time that's happened.
Well, the only one that did for me is one that I already took, which was, and I'll probably take again if it keeps around where it is. Indianapolis -1. It's up to 1.5 now, but even at 1.5, I feel all right about it. I just feel like there's really good value on the Colts at home against the Texans.
I agree. I also feel like I think so little of the Texans right now that it's coloring my opinion of what I should play here, because I should pounce on the Colts, but I just think that I'm so disgusted with this whole operation that I give them no chance. And
but
that may or may not be fair.
What that line's telling you is they're 2 points better than the Colts on a neutral. And I don't believe that.
Yeah, I just don't know. I can't do it. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right. I think I have all the invoicing stuff worked out. Just trying to get people paid.
I just turned in my invoice for this month.
For September?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you put it in Sports Map and not Houston.
I did.
Which everyone else kept trying to charge it to Culture Map. And of course, with our system, there's no easy way to go fix that. It's like a 5-step process.
Is anything easy with our system?
No. Not a thing.
They should change our system.
Well, guess what? We're trying.
It'll be next week, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They were very encouraging yesterday. Because John was in the meeting, he heard it. I remain skeptical.
Dylan Cole and Bruce Ellington both out for the season.
That sucks. I mean, both those guys. If you were making a list of guys, you'd say, okay, you lost your Devion Clowney. All right, that's not too bad right now.
It would at least not be surprising.
Yeah.
This one comes out of left field.
Yeah, these two guys both have been, you know, while not star players, certainly contributors. And Dylan Cole's played better than Bernhardrick McKinney when he's been in there.
You could argue Dylan Cole's been the best linebacker the Texans have had so far.
And he didn't look great Sunday, but it makes sense now because he played 3 quarters with that injury and didn't want to come out of the game.
Right.
So That's a blow. And Ellington's been a good slot and a good security blanket for Watson. So, and neither one of those are positive losses. There are some guys right now they could lose. You'd be like, you know what? That's all right.
Yeah.
I think they'll be okay. But, yeah, not these.
Yeah, that's a tough break. And they are – and when you think about the wide receiver position, which is, you know, it's a position that you wouldn't – I don't think you were worried about really coming into this thing, is who starts to take those snaps in the slot. Because you could say Kiki comes back, but is that really where they're hoping to play him?
I think that's where they were hoping to play him.
Really?
But,
okay.
Yeah. And it looks like he's going to – but guess what? Rookie. We don't know what he is.
Nobody. He's a fourth-round pick.
Yeah. And
– the Texans are really high on him, which scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's the last – I mean, the Texans don't draft wide receivers that are – that typically pan out, specifically after the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a troublesome loss for sure.
Okay, I think I've weeded out the first 20 minutes of textures, which is when we get all the morons.
Okay, you're done with that?
Yeah, so we're okay.
All right.
832 says she saw you at a Dirk's Bentley the other night and was there with the hubby, wanted to say hi, but was torn with your dislike of people.
That's all right. You should have said hello. I didn't like anybody out there. I actually made an offer that night to...
like an indecent proposal thing?
No.
Like Robert Redford?
Not like that at all.
Okay.
But I tweeted out that...
Oh, I saw this.
Any of my followers on Twitter who are black men, any of them that were at the Dirks Bentley show, come find me and I would buy them a beer. No one took me up on it. There were zero black people at that concert.
So you were saying it was very pale?
Zero. Zero.
Well, when you tweeted that out, I assumed that you had already scouted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, it was really weird to look around and, like, I saw one black guy, and then he got closer to me, and I was like, oh, he works here.
No.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he can't drink then because he's technically working.
He's working.
Yeah.
Yep. It was a pasty evening. Pasty evening.
Well, are you surprised by that?
No. No, not at all.
See, I haven't been to a concert in a while. I'm pretty much kind of feel like I'm too old to go. Because I had this standard at one point where the first time I go to a concert and I'm the oldest person there, and then I'm out. I'm not doing any more concerts.
Well, mind you, I'm not a Dirks Bentley fan.
Right.
I couldn't name one of his songs. I went there mostly to hang out with my boy.
Yeah.
He manages the tour for the band that was opening up for them called Brothers Osborne, who are actually really good. They play a kind of country that's a little more my speed. It's a little more outlaw country, like the old school type stuff,
yeah.
which is, you know, it's fine. Still not really my cup of tea, but I can handle it. But this is the first time I've seen them not as the headliner. So... I didn't realize how popular Dirks Bentley was, which, by the way, I felt so guilty. I had really good seats, and I didn't sit in them most of the night because I was backstage most of the night. But when between my buddy's band getting off the stage and Dirks getting on, there was like a 30-minute period where I was at my seat. And... a couple things happened in that 30 minutes. One, a person came up and started dancing in front of me. And
male or female?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. Dressed like a traditional male would dress at a country show. So he could have just been a bro trying to be funny. Or he could have been a lesbian. And... the person was probably 5'4", 5'5", which really made it even more questionable.
Yeah, that skewers female.
Yeah, but I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Hmm.
But I was like, I don't know if I should be upset that this person is dancing in front of me. Like he or she turned to me and like sort of did a shimmy in front of me, and it could have been a dude joking around, or it could have been a lesbian girl who thought that would be clever.
Hmm.
I don't know. Second thing that happened, Dierks Bentley came and stood on the seat next to me and started singing. And
did that make you a little uncomfortable?
Everyone else around me was like losing their minds because this was like, And I'm just sitting there in my seat. You know, it was kind of interesting. And then when the second that, you know how it's dark, and then the lights come up and you start to hear some feedback from the guitars and stuff like that, like the show's about to start.
Yeah.
Girl behind me just starts screaming. And she does the same pitch scream about 15 times in a row. And it's just piercing. And I'm like, oh my God, stop. And I'm like, I'm sitting next to a guy who's also friends with my buddy. And I'm like, dude, what is with this scream? This chick is like a lunatic. I turn around and it's a mentally handicapped person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't say anything.
I was about to. And then I was like, you got to bite your tongue on that one.
Oof.
Yeah. But it's a good time. Good time out there.
You know what I found about country music is like, if I go to a live show, I tend to like the band.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do a lot. Like, I love it. When Justin Van Zandt would play around town, I'd go see him. He was great. Whenever Corblun's in town, I go see his shows, and I really enjoy him. And it's not something I would have thought I would have liked, but I do. So I kind of feel like if I went to more shows, I'd probably appreciate it more, because it does strike me as a music that's better live.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I seem to enjoy it more live. Like most of the bands that I really like, rock wise, not as good live as on the albums.
No.
Mainly because their voices are trying to do things in concert that they
don't work.
No. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's do a giveaway. How about two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston? Oktoberfest Houston showcases the best in German and Texas culture. Craft beer and music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year. So grab your lederhosen and dirndls to taste a variety of beers while you listen to the best polka music in Texas. At the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September 29th. General admission starts at just $25. Get your tickets now at Oktoberfest with a K, Houston.com. At 4:35, we'll take caller 10. So you got 3 minutes to gear up for that. Don't call before then. Brother Bear has never been to a country music show. Any mosh pits like metal? So what do you do? I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think there's a mosh pit there. I didn't see one.
One thing they do have is usually the scenery is really good if
that's
you're a
true.
Male.
Yeah, hotter chicks than metal shows.
Definitely. And even the ones that aren't really that hot usually wear cowboy hats, which covers up a lot. And I think cowboy hats are sexy on women, so yes.
I like the cowboy boots with a dress look.
Yeah, that's a very popular look there as well. Tends to work. All right, 713-780-ESPN will be the number you need to call if you want to win. All right, let's try Jim. I'm skeptical, but we're going to try Jim.
Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Sports, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Good, man. Hey, first and most important, thanks for the show. Love the experience you bring to it, the intellect, and then a little bit of comedy. I appreciate you very much. And then I have to apologize to both of you. Because I was cussing you both out for being hard on O'Brien for the past couple of years. But you know what? You're right. I don't want to talk about it, but yeah, there needs to be a coach change. But I want to talk about the schedule.
All right.
Right now, I'm looking at 13 straight losses we have. Forgive me, I'm driving here. I'm working.
12 out of 13.
13 straight losses, if that's correct.
No, it's 12 out of 13.
It's 12 out of 13. It's 9 straight.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, so now, I'm looking at the schedule, and I peeked at it. I don't have it in front of me again. I'm looking at the schedule. The only game I really thought that we could have won would have been against Buffalo. Okay, and then what it turned out what Buffalo did to Minnesota, just mauled them the other day. So now I'm looking at, I really honestly do not see a game we can win this year.
I think there are winnable games on the schedule. I think, for instance, the Cowboys game at home is winnable. I'm not saying it's going to be a win.
I think the Colts game is winnable, but if they play a lot better, but I haven't seen anything to indicate that. But I think the Cowboys game, definitely winnable. The Bills game is still winnable. I think the Dolphins on a short week is a winnable game at home.
I think that the Titans at home is winnable. I think Browns at home is winnable. I think Colts at home is more winnable than at Indy. I think the one road game that I look at and say, yeah, I could see that happening, is the Jets. You know, the Texans play well, and the Jets don't.
Let's be positive for just 1 minute. All right, let's say they win every winnable home game or every winnable game left on their schedule. All right, and again, we can debate the Colts. I don't really think it's winnable, but let's say it's winnable. Okay, then you beat the Texans and you beat the Bills. Guess what? You're 3-3. And then you go to Jaguar.
Not winnable.
Then you have the Dolphins on a short week at home. That's winnable.
Okay.
So now you're 4-4. All of a sudden, optimism abounds, right? At Broncos?
I'm going to go no.
No. At Redskins?
I'm going to go no.
Titans at home? We'll give them that one, right?
Okay.
Browns at home?
Okay.
You're back to 500.
Right.
Colts at home?
I think so.
At Jets, we're giving them?
We're giving them.
At Eagles?
Last two, no.
No.
So what do you finish, 8-8?
If we give them every game that we think is...
Like, if they play better than they've played,
significantly better than they played.
If they play the way they've played so far, they're going to lose every game.
Well, they're not going to lose every game because nobody does except the Browns. But but realistically, you know, let's say the defense actually, because, I mean, I've watched that game twice now, and I'll be honest, Deshaun Watson wasn't great, but he was good enough to win that game if they get anything on defense, which they didn't. And I think if he does that, you're going to win a few games by accident. Now, at some point, I'd like to see him start winning games for you. But, yeah, that's best possible scenario. And I just don't see it because I think you're going to lose. Well, I think they lose a Colts game. I think they lose. I don't think they're going to beat both the Cowboys and the Bills.
I don't either.
I think that's going to wind up being a split. I think more realistically, you're looking at 5 or 6 wins.
I think even that's pretty generous.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's easy to say that. I still don't think they're nearly as bad as they played. I mean, they just can't be.
I think they are because their offensive line is, like, they're 100% as bad as they've played. 100%. The secondary, I think, is that's pretty close to what they are.
Yeah, but they're not getting any help from the front seven, which
nope.
I...
That should change, yeah. But who knows? And like I said, losing Dylan Cole, that doesn't help your cause.
No.
Losing Bruce Ellington doesn't help your cause unless Coates or Kuti comes back and is you know, walks right in and ready to go. But they were both inactive last week.
And for once, you're right about a receiver in the draft outside the first round.
For the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Name me another one. I'm waiting.
What about Braxton? No.
No. Hmm. What about Devere Pope? No. Oh.
Hmm. Jalen Strong?
No. Hmm. They traded up to get him too, remember?
Oh man, it's sad, but it's a little bit funny. I don't know. Who would have thought that the Titans would be in first place right now?
Yeah, and you know, frankly, I think they're going to have to play ugly football to win, but they've done it 2 weeks in a row and done it very nicely. Now I don't know how that's going to hold up long term, but that's the style they needed to play, especially with Mariota not being 100%. And yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, the Titans, their one loss is a one-score loss to the Dolphins at Miami, and Miami hasn't lost a game yet.
In a rain-delayed mess.
In a 5-6-hour game.
Yeah, I mean, that was an absolute mess, so you can't take anything out of that game.
They get the Eagles this week at home. Now this, we'll find out some more about them.
This will be a little bit better test.
I don't think 9 points is going to get you a win this week.
No, probably not, and I do think that...
But I also think Mariota's going to be healthier this week.
He should be, but Wentz will be better in week two also, I think.
And I think I saw Taylor Lewan probable
this week. Yeah, he played last week.
Okay.
He's fine. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting one too. God, I'm looking at some of these guys they've drafted. This is so bad. I mean, it's just depressing. But if you do have your hopes up, I've taken Jong's idea, and I'm working on a story, which I didn't get time to finish today, but I will at some point. So I just have a few little numbers for you. And the idea was, Jong said it's a 2.8% chance for the Texans to make the playoffs. 173 teams have started the season 0-3. Five have made the playoffs out of 173.
That's not good.
That's 2.8. The last team to do it was 20 years ago with the 1998 Buffalo Bills.
The lowly Buffalo Bills.
That's Keep up alive.
Yeah. That's the Music City Miracle year.
So here's some 2.8s that I have. I haven't finished the story yet. I'm going to come up with some other ones. I was just doing some internet research. Miller 64 beer, exactly 2.8% alcohol by volume.
Okay. Hey.
So if you like the Texans, hoist a Miller 64. Okay, here's a poker instance for you. You hold pocket kings.
Okay.
Jong has pocket aces.
Okay.
The flop is ace, king, queen, and the turn is an eight. Your odds to win on the river?
2.4%?
2.27%.
2.7, okay.
So the Texans have a better chance than that.
That's good.
Than getting the king on the river. You have a 0.154% chance of being hit by a train. So the Texans are better than that.
That's good.
Odds of dying in a car crash, 1%.
Okay.
So now, here's some of the other ones that are a little more not so good. So those are the positive ones, right?
You've got some that are more likely than the Texans?
Yeah, it's four times more likely to snow in Houston than it is for the Texans to make the playoffs.
That's not great.
You also have a better chance of being told to come on down on The Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah, just over 3% if you're in the audience.
Man,
yep.
I need to start getting that audience.
So anyway, that's kind of where the article's going. I just haven't had a chance.
Sounds like a fun story.
It's just something that, like I said, Jong had the idea and we were kicking it around, so I've been playing around with it. I'll find some more numbers. And
Jong, you're very smart.
And become very famous. So I hope I'll have that done tonight. If not, it'll be sometime tomorrow, depending on how things go.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about BetDSI. People ask me all the time, where can I play? Where can I play? Well, here you go. BetDSI. Football season's here. You want to feel like you're part of the action? Join BetDSI. Use your sports knowledge to make yourself some cash. They are the best online sportsbook. Over 20 years in the business. Bet games as they go and get live in-game wagering options throughout the season. They've built a reputation on fast payment of winnings, which is important to everybody. Everybody wants to get their money once they win it. Don't like football? No big deal. BetDSI offers betting options for all other major sports, politics, esports, reality TV, virtually everything you can bet on. You can bet on at BetDSI. Use promo code AJ101 for first-time deposits, and you get a 101% bonus match on your money up to $1,000. It's only a game till you bet it at BetDSI. Use promo code AJ101 and start winning today at BetDSI.com. Got the power to fight them all, living on the edge. Tonight, give us that confidence. Not knowing if we are gonna be.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. And it's a Houston thing, Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because it comes with limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup and koozie, and $3 drinks. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. And you'll get to participate in my one day of drinking for the month of October. So there you go. Get signed up. Should be fun. All right. There's a couple things that I wanted to get to. You see, Jason Witten's comment on the personal fouls being called.
Yeah.
How he described the new rules.
Yeah.
As a little bit too left wing.
What does that mean?
Well, ESPN insisted Witten's commentary was in no way related to politics.
So he meant like a bird wing.
Apparently a bird's left wing, yes.
Oh. I can see how that's, you know, that could come across wrong. You're talking about a chicken or a
you don't want to hurt
a bald eagle or you know, an albatross.
Certainly not a bald eagle. Like, you don't want to hurt a bald eagle.
No.
And I guess that's what the rules say. Don't dive on the bird's wing.
Like maybe a hummingbird, because they're very...
Yeah, they're very quick.
Delicate.
They're very quick. They'd be hard to catch.
Yeah. What about that bird? I showed you that video of that bird catching that that deer.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
I don't know about you. I thought that the commentary last night was pretty horrible. And not just Jason Witten, the entire...
Who was the guy that they kept going to that was sitting like...
Booger?
Oh, Booger? Yeah, that was awful. That was awful.
Yeah, it's rough. But they've got Booger McFarland down as the field analyst. But it's gross. I mean, it's not... You don't realize what you got till it's gone. Come back, Mike Tirico. Come back.
Yeah.
And even John Gruden. Come back. You're better at that job. Well,
yeah. Put those two back together because, and I know Tirico's got bigger and better things to fry, but he was, it's so noticeable. The drop-off has been so bad, and I know they're going cheap with a lot of the stuff, but it's a hard watch. But to be fair, and I've done this with them now, I say this all the time about Collinsworth, I just mute it when I get bored with it. About halfway through, I muted the damn TV and just put music on.
Yeah.
And because I don't really, and I know Astros fans don't want to hear this, but I think their TV announcers are pretty weak too, so I don't really want to hear them. So, and I was flipping between those two, but it was something, and I mean, Witten didn't even stand out to me as being that bad. He just wasn't interesting, but it was something that Booger Dude said that wound up making me mute it. I don't remember what it was.
It's just not for me, and I don't. You know, I don't want to say that Tessitore's bad, but he ain't good.
No, he's not good enough for that job.
So it just seems like, I don't know. It seems like the job's maybe too big for them. And that's we're going to have to hear them every week.
No,
that's give me back Mike and Mike.
That's what the mute button's for.
Tim mentions, how about Booger saying Jameis has done nothing wrong?
Okay. That might have been what it was. It was something along those lines.
He groped his Uber driver. But, okay. I guess if that's okay.
Well, he was also implying that he's done nothing wrong as a player.
Yeah, that's also false.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting, interesting night of commentary.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, quick pitch for SportsMap, sportsmap.com. Like, really cool website that has all kinds of great stuff on there today. Palillo, his video's blowing up. Did a video on would Bob McNair bite a $20 million bullet.
I don't think he will.
I don't either, but he makes a really good case. He's also got a video on the Woodlands kid who's playing for the Pirates. Our girl Carrie Brooks.
J-Mo.
Our girl Carrie Brooks video's up. We have our week 4 standings for the Gal Media Show Host Gambling Challenge. And Jermaine went there. He did with their first round pick in the NFL draft, the Houston Texans select. He went there on week 3.
Trying to get Ed Oliver?
You know what? Everybody.
Prime from Buffalo's cold dead hands.
Everybody wants Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver's not what this team needs.
No, he's not.
I love him, but no.
Can Ed Oliver play tackle?
Probably.
Offensive tackle,
probably.
Yeah, he'd be better than what they've got. Yeah,
his brother can.
Yeah.
So, in our standings this week,
you've made a move, Fred.
Well, I told you I'm in a stalking position. I don't want to be on the lead. Yeah. I'm like one of those racehorses that wants to just sit off the lead and wait and wait and wait and then pounce.
Okay.
When the others get tired, because like I think Barry's like your speed horse. He's going to be out there winging it, right? And then when he runs out of steam, I want to be the one that runs right by. And have enough left to hold off the closers like you and Lance and Nick.
Yeah. Nick may be euthanized by the end of this race.
He may be Barbaro.
Yeah.
But so here's your standings. Barry Laminack in the lead, 1-1 last week. He's 5-1-1. Sitting tied for second, myself at 5-2 with Raheel at 5-2.
It's a good start for Raheel.
Yeah. He went 2-0. We both went 2-0 last week. Sitting right behind there, also in a stalking position, although a little less stalky than us, Jong Lee, 4-3.
Nice.
He went 0-2 last week, though. He was in a great spot, so he just kind of shuffled back a little bit. But he'll be all right.
Yeah, I got beat by Horny Burger.
Tyler Scott, also 4-3. He was 1-1. Charlie Palillo.
Charlie.
Also 4-3. I want to know what the connection is that he went South Carolina and Carolina.
The week before, I think he chose to, I got to pull it up here, but I think he chose something similar the week before. Like,
is he going like with themes here?
He might be.
That would be a very sneaky Palillo thing to do.
He might be. So, I know somebody played Minnesota and Minnesota last week.
But I could have, yeah.
Let's see. Charlie last week had, no, I'm wrong. Okay. It wasn't him. He had Florida State. Ooh, that's a rough one. He had Florida State -3 a week ago. The week they got just their doors blown off by Syracuse. And he had Houston -2 last week. So he had an 0-2. It was Barry Laminack had the Minnesota-Minnesota connection last week.
Okay, so that worked for him.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, he went Carolina-Carolina. Jerry Bowe went 0-1-1. And unfortunately for him, he got Georgia at 14 and got a push. Joel Blank got it at 13.5 and got a win.
Yeah.
So it goes when you turn your, see, he's always turning him in late too, isn't he? You go. If you turn him in when Joel did, you would have another win.
I'm about to stop soliciting people for their picks. Like, have you collected the money yet, John?
I've gotten you, Fred, and Jermaine.
Okay. You need to collect everybody's money. That way I can stop emailing them to turn their picks in.
Yeah, because we'll just give them zeros.
Yeah, because if you don't turn your pick in, that's on you.
But, Jerry Bowe's 3-2-2. Joel, 3-3-1, as is AJ, who got that UCF over. And AJ got 2-0 last week to get back in the game.
About time.
Yeah, Jermaine, 3-4. Lance, 2-4-1. Josh, 2-4-1. Granado, 2-4-1. Patrick Creighton, 2-5! 2-5!
That's not good, 2-5. Although he did get, one of his wins was this week.
It was. And Nick Sharara off the schneid. He's 1-6. And you know what's going to happen at some point during the season? We're going to look back. And he's only a game behind like four people. He can make a move here. If he can go 2-0, he's going to jump some people.
Last week, there were 6-0-2s. This week, only 3. Jong.
713 says Booger is a college football hot takes guy like Bayless and Cowherd, not worth the listen.
It ain't good.
Those things, you know. Look, those guys make a lot of money doing that, so I have, you know, I'm not going to sit here and rip them for it. It's just not for me. I don't enjoy that kind of sports talk. I don't enjoy watching guys have those takes. I think they're made up most of the time, and you know. It's just not for me.
Oh, wait, we should have asked Lance yesterday. Speaking of the Texans and where they're going to be drafting, like it seems to me that most of the guys that are projected that I've heard are top tier draft prospects are all defensive players. Which, you know, I mean, the Texans could use, but I think the priority's got to be at this point a tackle, right?
I'll solve this for you. You trade Clowney for a tackle. And then you can draft Ed Oliver.
Okay.
There you go. Solved. You don't even need to ask Lance that. I just fixed it for you.
Who's giving up their tackle for Clowney?
Well, I haven't. You know what? Tease. We're going to tease this to next
If
segment.
You tell me it's the Montreal Alouettes, I'm going to be so pissed.
No. No, actually, it's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. No.
Okay.
I will have a deal for you when we come back.
Guys, there are a lot of different energy providers out there, and that means there's a lot of different offers that you're going to hear from them. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, first week of the month free, and all that stuff sounds good on paper, but you may have fallen for one of those offers and then months later found out you're paying a higher rate than you signed up for, or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. Why is that? You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, the rate you sign up for, that's the rate you're going to pay through the contract. How about that? No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity, just good, honest business from good, honest people, a good, honest, born in Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE to get yourself signed up, or you can log on to TriangleEnergy.com, use promo code ESPN, you'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN for Triangle Energy. PUCT license number 10064.